Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, hello. It's Monday, and not just any Monday. It's Monday of our Pledge Drive, and allow me to start by thanking you for all you do. I mean, this is your work and your apostolate, and we are honored to be of help in it. I really do mean that. Everybody thinks that somebody else is doing the work. Well, you're doing the work, and we're really grateful. I'm really grateful. I mean, it may sound a little self-interested, but you keep me thinking, and that's an important thing to do, and you keep me praying. So that said, let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Lord, bless all the people who keep this whole thing going, because it's a marvel to me. All right, it really is a marvel to me. It just is. It's an amazing thing. Well, let's go. Let's not dawdle here. Let's go right to the big book on the coffee table. Acts, the 14th chapter, the 5th verse to the 18th, and this is a very interesting, I always say that. They're always interesting. They're always amazing. This is an attempt at an Iconium by both Gentiles and Jews together with their leaders to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. Now, this is, again, they're going through central Turkey. They're on foot, not going on boat. I often talk about how Paul spent a lot of time on the water, but here he's on the land. He's in essentially central Turkey. And people are upset with him. It's always fascinating how people get upset by the gospel, because when you look at the light of the gospel, it makes a demand on you. Jesus is a stumbling stone. We read that yesterday. That it's just going to happen. People need... When they're confronted by Christ and the gospel, they have to make a decision. Either it's true or it isn't. And people don't want to make that decision. They want to say, well, it's sort of true. Or, well, Jesus, you know, the great argument, Jesus was a great man and a great philosopher. No, he wasn't. He was either the Son of God or he was just a crazy, horrible person. Seriously, those are the choices. He claimed to be divine. He claimed to work miracles, and he did. He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus was his own message, in a sense. I mean, think about it. Jesus was his own message. He said, yesterday we read, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I've been telling you this, I think, all last week, that Jesus didn't say, I will show you the way. He said, I am the way. He didn't say, I will tell you the truth. He said, I am the truth. And he said, much more tellingly than either of those, I'm the life. In other words, you can't have a little religion and be a Christian. That our relationship to Christ isn't a hobby. It's got to be the whole deal or nothing. And that's really upsetting to people, you know, that... I just love it when people say, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe, particularly, I don't believe that marriage is a permanent union between a man and a woman. Well, then you're not a Christian. How dare you say that? No, you're not a Christian. You're not following Christ. He said very clearly, for this a man leaves his mother and father and clings to his woman. That's the phrase, his woman. The word in Greek is not wife, it is woman. That was the word used. He defines marriage as a relationship that is permanent, exclusive, and open to life. Where does he say it's open to life? the two become one flesh. Where do two people become one flesh? In their children. That's Bible. Well, what about people who can't have children? They still are creating a situation in which children are safe because we respect the institution of marriage. We don't give up on marriage when the going gets rough. We create this safe, stable relationship, respected in society. Well, I don't agree with you. I don't care if you agree with me. Who am I? What do I know? It's Jesus who you're not agreeing with. For this, a man leaves his mother and father and clings to his wife. Well, that's very intolerant of you. I'm sorry. I'd love to change it.
Am I right?
Exactly. I'd love to change it. But unfortunately, the God I worship, the person who I believe was God in the flesh, defined marriage this way. So this is one example. Well, that is not very tolerant. I'm going to sue you for something, or I'm going to harass you on social media until you have to live under a rock somewhere. Sorry about that. You see, you can't be a Christian and not take the whole Christ. He isn't here to enrich our lives. He's here to be our lives. So, well, let's go back to the reading. At Lystra, there's just a city, Laconia was a district of Turkey, and they're preaching there. At Lystra, there was a crippled man who had never walked, and Paul looked at him intently and saw that he had the faith to be healed. Isn't that fascinating? He's looking at him, and he's realizing this guy, as he's speaking, is undergoing a conversion. And remember, the word means trust, that this guy is trusting what Paul's saying and trusting the Christ about whom he's talking. And he looks and he says, get up. And the guy said, I will. And he did. That couldn't happen. It still happens. I remember my brother-in-law was crippled badly from polio during the polio epidemic in the 50s. And his family took him up to the shrine of St. Anne de Beaupré, where there are reputedly lots and lots of healings in Canada. And there was a woman who was severely disabled, who was just hobbling up to the front. She passed my brother-in-law in his wheelchair and caught his eye. And there's this big commotion up in front. She had been completely and instantly healed. And she strode back like an athlete and looked at my brother-in-law. And in that moment, he realized he would never be healed of his physical infirmity, but that was enough. And he was devout all of his life, a wonderful man. He didn't have faith. Oh, he had plenty of faith. But that's not what God had for him. But for this woman, this was the faith of the man of Laconia. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to Father Rocky, and then I'll finish this reading because it's just fascinating. We'll be right back after a word from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. This is a reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported. That's you. So we're unable to bring you the Patrick Madrid Show or the Drew Mariani Show or even the Family Rosary Across America without your financial support. We do need your help. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. This velvet pouch is printed with the Divine Mercy image with a quote from St. Faustina's diary on the back. You can hang it on a bedpost or a doorknob, and it can hold your book of prayers or a similar-sized small book. Take a look for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the app. It's only available today, and it's yours for a gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so give online now on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
You're listening to Father Simon Says. God bless Father Simon today and every day here on Relevant Radio. And God bless you for supporting the station, the work, the ministry, as we give hope. That's our theme. You are on day one. We are here together of our spring pledge drive here on Relevant Radio. My name is Brooke Taylor, in with Neil and coming alongside Father Simon and all of us together for this goal of 3 million. It's a big mountain to climb, but we have together, we have our Sherpas and our Lady, which of course is the wind in our sails. And the theme again is give hope, but we need you. 1-877-291-0123 is the number to call. Also relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, and every gift you are so important is meaningful, and it's magnified, as Father Rocky said, because we have 100% match. So dollar for dollar, it's magnified and multiplied.
100% dollar for dollar match. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app, and check out all the wonderful gifts that we have for you there today and today only. We have to stress that this is only available today. We will not have it the rest of the week. This is at the $20 a month level today only. It's the Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. And we're just talking about what you might be able to put in this Divine Mercy Carrier. A small Catholic book of prayers, maybe a little holy water container. You could put something like that in there. And it's beautiful. It's got the quote from St. Faustina's diary on the back, which is, "All grace flows from mercy, and the last hour abounds with mercy for us. Let no one doubt concerning the goodness of God. Even if a person's sins were as dark as night, God's mercy is stronger than our misery." Beautiful, and it is yours today and today only, the Divine Mercy Carrier, for $20 a month to Relevant Radio.
We have a goal of 125 people this hour. We need you. A few thank yous to Raphael from Miami, Florida. $100. Thank you so much. Dominica from Chicago, Illinois. Marianne from Saunderson, Rhode Island. And also, I want to thank Thomas in Las Vegas. He is a new donor. God bless you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you so much, Thomas. And also, a quick mention, for just a dollar a day, you can also get the Fulton Sheen book, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God. And as we are in the month of May, it's a beautiful opportunity to bless and pay honor to Our Lady.
125 people. Can you be one of 125 Father Simon Says fans to step forward and help us out, help us to inch closer to that $3 million need we have to hit by Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock? 877-291-0123. Give online, on the app, or at relevantradio.com.
Excellent advice. It will help us every day and brighten all the way. All right. Let's go back to the reading. I'm just utterly intrigued by this. They're preaching to the crowd, and they see a man crippled from birth, and he'd never walked. And I was just intrigued. Was it last week before I got a letter that said, if Jesus gave the disciples the power to work miracles, when did that stop? It hasn't stopped. We live in a world of miracles. The 20th century was distinguished by a number of great wonder workers. Padre Pio, St. Andre Bessette, Brother Solanus Casey. These were wonder workers. The age of miracles is not over. Well, this crippled man, Paul, saw that he had the trust to be healed, and he said, "Stand up." Well, everyone crazy, because they knew this guy had been crippled from birth, and they tried to fit Jesus into their worldview. They said, "The gods have come to us in human form, and Barnabas was Zeus, and Paul was Hermes," because he did the talking. Hermes was the messenger of the gods. And so the priest of Zeus, whose temple was right there at the entrance of the city, brought oxen for sacrifice and flower garlands. And Paul and Barnabas tore their garments. The cloth was very expensive. And if you tore cloth, it meant you were really upset. So because it was expensive stuff, it was all handmade and homemade. Well, they tore their garments and they said, "Why are you doing this? we're proclaiming good news to you that the true God has appeared, not these idols. And you see, they were trying to fit Jesus into their philosophy of life. And you can't do it. Jesus doesn't fit into your life. Jesus has to become your life. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. I think that's a very important thing to understand. This idea of, well, you have your truth, I have my truth. No, there's truth. And, well, I remember, you know, we worship a person. Christianity isn't just a philosophy. It's somebody. Well, I remember a young man who was very interested, a young woman at our prayer group. This is before I was a priest. And was trying, he said, to combine the best of all philosophies. And he didn't understand why the Christian philosophy was so strict about certain things. Of course, he was very interested in this young woman. So that's why he was coming to prayer meeting. He wasn't interested in Christ, but he was very interested in the prayer meetings, or in this young woman. So that said, he was talking to me about how do you fit the Christian philosophy into these other philosophies. You know, he picked, cherry picked the best of Hinduism, the best of Buddhism, the best of Islam. He wanted to cherry pick the best of Christianity. And I said to him, Christianity, it isn't a philosophy. It's a person. It's somebody. He said, what do you mean? I said, close your eyes. And I said, take a deep breath. And I said, Jesus, when I was about this guy's age a couple of years ago, I really met you and gave my life to you. Lord Jesus, I just ask you to touch him and to fill his heart with your love. And I left. And he came out, or we were praying in a little sacristy. He came out to the hallway, and he just kept saying, wow, I've never felt that before. Wow. He encountered a person. You see, Christianity is not a philosophy. It's not really, it of course, is a religion. It has religion. There's a virtue of religion. But above all, Christianity is somebody. It's Christ. And he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And you can't be like the citizens of Iconium and try to fit Christ into your worldview. It isn't going to work. You drop your worldview, you drop your agenda and say, Lord, whatever you want. That's the whole deal of Christ. All right. I think, how are we doing time-wise, your voice in my head? What do we? Okay, let's go to letters here, okay? Let's see what I got here. This is from good grief. Oh, this person doesn't want her email read on the air. Well, all right, I won't read it there. Let's see here. Let me go to one that doesn't mind their email read. All right. Oh, bother. As I was watching the coronation this past weekend, I noticed that the Anglican church service sounds a lot like a Catholic mass. I worry that this might confuse some Catholics and that they might receive communion at a Protestant service because it sounds like a Catholic consecration of the bread and wine. Can you talk about the reasons we shouldn't go to communion at a Protestant service? Well, because it's dishonest. What is communion? It's intense union. A very, very dear friend of mine, all her life has gone to Catholic church, but she has never become a Catholic. She doesn't feel called to it. Now, that's between her and the Lord, but she does not go to communion, because it's not appropriate. She is a woman of such great integrity, that she won't go to communion, because communion means I am in union not only with Christ, but I am in union with all these people. And that's just not so. I'm in partial union with them by virtue of my faith in Jesus and in baptism. But do I hold what the Catholic Church holds to be true? Do I hold that this is literally the body and blood of Christ? Do I hold that Jesus established the papacy? And even though there have been popes in history, like Alexander, was it Alexander the Fourth, who weren't quite exemplary, that Jesus still established that office? Do I hold that the Mass is a true sacrifice? Do I hold what the Church holds and teaches? And if I say no, but I love Jesus. Well, I do too, and we're united in that regard. But to be in intense union with people with whom I disagree fundamentally is dishonest. So it is not appropriate for a non-Catholic to receive Holy Communion in the Catholic Church, except in case of emergency, when they're about to meet the Lord. And it is not appropriate for me to, as a Catholic, to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, the sacrament of communion, in a non-Catholic church. That's why. And Episcopalians are lovely people, Anglicans, and much of their ritual looks like our ritual. In fact, is in some places it looks more like our ritual than our ritual does these days. But it still is not in union with the Church, universal throughout history and in the world. So it's a dishonesty. That's the best I can do with that. All right, let's see here. This is a kind of a sad one, and I'm not going to mention a name, but this is asking, what are a number of prayers or something I can do to be forgiven for mortal sin? The only thing I know to be forgiven for mortal sin is to go to the sacrament of penance, reconciliation, confession, whatever we're calling it this year. The sacrament of reconciliation is how a Catholic must seek forgiveness from mortal sin. If you know you are in a state of mortal sin, go to confession as soon as you can. There are no amount of prayers that I know can undo that. An act of perfect contrition, but that is complete sorrow for the tragedy of sin. Not because it will damn you to hell, or not because it will hurt you spiritually, but purely because it's offended God. And if you had perfect contrition, you would seek out the sacrament of reconciliation. So go to confession. That's the best I can do you. All right, let's see here. Okay. Father Simon, why was there such a long period of betrothal in Jewish custom? Why weren't they just married and then began to live together? Why the long period in between? Well, because it's smart. You know, a decent engagement, I think, is between 1 and 2 years. You got to get to know each other and make sure that this is not a mistake. But beyond that, in the Jewish custom, marriage was a negotiation between families. That romantic marriages are a modern thing. No one could be forced to marry against their will, technically, though many people, I bet, were. And the bride and groom had a great deal of say in it. But essentially, marriage was arranged between families, and there was a contract. So this took some time to work out the contract, make sure the contract would stick. So the betrothal period was a period of getting to know one another and ensuring that the marriage contract would be honored. You know, it was a lot more complicated. And, you know, a good long betrothal is not a bad thing at all. You get to know each other, and you get to begin to change what needs to be changed in your own life and heart. So that's why Jews had a long betrothal. It was a negotiation between families, and it was important. Okay, we're going now. Where are we going on? We're going to the, well, I call it the Shill Center, where we're shilling for shekels. So, schmoozing for shekels. So, again, thank you for being so kind and so generous. And I will stop talking now.
Welcome to our pledge drive here on Relevant Radio. It is Brooke Taylor joining along with Neil Robbins, and we will get back to Father Simon in just a moment. This is day one, and it's significant as we launch into this big goal of raising $3 million. That is our need. Our theme is Give Hope. Hope does not presuppose that salvation is easy. In fact, it's just the opposite. We recognize our humanness. We press on to something greater. We wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why this work is so vital, why you are so important, because we give hope, we give Jesus the reason for our hope. And today, we have a 100% match, dollar for dollar, 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, all easy ways to give, Neil.
Absolutely. And a reminder that if you give online, we have an extra gift for you, and that is the brand new MP3. It's a terrific talk. I can't wait for you to hear it. Our Lady, Our Hope, The Four Marian Dogmas by Monsignor James Shea. And many of you have heard Monsignor James Shea on the air before. We don't have telephone books anymore, but I could listen to him, read names out of the phone. But he should do audiobooks is what he should do.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's probably busy at the University of Mary. But if he needs a side gig, if he needs a side hustle, Our Lady, Our Hope, The Four Marian Dogmas by Monsignor James Shea, and that's yours when you give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And we have it today and today only, the Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. We will not have this the rest of the week, and we're not sure how many more hours we're going to have them. So make sure you grab yours right now. It can hold a bottle of holy water, a small prayer book, maybe some prayer cards in there, and hang it by your bed or your favorite chair, as Father Rocky has suggested. 877-291-0123. It is yours at $20 a month to Relevant Radio.
I imagine all of our beautiful souls who are giving as little candles in the light of the darkness. So a big thank you to our candle, Marcia from Claremont, Florida. She just gave $240. Thank you to Anonymous in Memphis, a brand new donor, first-time giver. Thank you so much, Rhonda in Omaha, Nebraska. We have Eileen in Rhode Island and Carrie in South Dakota. God bless you all. We, again, have this big goal, $3 million, but everything counts, and we cannot do it without you. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Again, 1-877-291-0123. All easy ways to give, and our theme is give hope.
Absolutely. And we need about 90 more people to step forward this hour. We need you, Father Simon fans. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. We need you to step forward, support Father Simon, and give hope to somebody out there who really, really needs hope. Maybe that's a neighbor. Maybe that's a family member. Give hope right now to Relevant Radio.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Oh, hello. Yes, it is. It is hopeful. I mean, there's so much. So often people talk about what's wrong in the church, what's wrong in the world. Well, there's a lot of things good going on. And I would venture that the listeners at Relevant Radio are, well, they've got a lot of good news. And so I think that it does bring hope. It all certainly gives me hope. At any rate, let me reassure you, the phones are wide open. The phone line to donate is, what is it again? It's 877-291-0123. Let me give you that again. This is the donate line, 877-291-0123. And the call-in line to call and ask any question you may have about the Lord, the Faith, the Church, and the Big Book on the Coffee Table is 888. Come on, brain. 914-9149. Let me give you that again. 888-914-9149.
Good grief.
Oh, amen. All right, let's go back to letters. There's one more letter I would like to read, and then I want to go to the word of the day because it's going to be a long, complicated one. This is from Kathy. I love the traditional Stations of the Cross, but I'm wondering where the Stations of the Cross come from. Specifically, Jesus falling three times and Veronica wiping the face of Jesus. To the best of my knowledge, the Stations of the Cross come from the Crusades, when these knights would come home from the Holy Land. And there's a lot of good stuff on the Crusades. The Crusades are much bad-mouthed, but they can be, what's the word I'm looking for? I really think that they were, you know, the Crusades did not go well. And some of the Crusades were repurposed for political reasons. But the original idea of the Crusades, the first Crusade, was we were asked to defend our Byzantine co-religionists. The church had recently come apart, but the emperor saw a very anti-Christian group taking over the Christian empire. Remember, the Holy Land had been a Christian country, and he begged help from the West, and we sent it. So the Crusades, you know, they get bad-mouthed, but I don't want to, there just isn't time to talk about that right now. But these knights, it was called an armed pilgrimage because Christians had been forbidden their shrines, and they had tried to destroy the shrines in the Holy Land. Caliph Hakim had tried to destroy all the churches in the Holy Land and to destroy the Holy Sepulchre, and thank God he failed to destroy the actual tomb of Christ. But these knights would go, and they would want to repeat the devotions they had, so they would set up the way of the cross back when they came back to Europe. And that's where the Stations come from the Crusades, from a pious devotion of those crusaders returning to Europe. And the Jesus falling three times, they were just shown by local people, this is where Jesus fell. Who knows if it happened there or if it didn't happen, he certainly fell. It's interesting, the Shroud of Turin, there's dirt grown into the nose and the knee and the feet of the man of the Shroud of Turin, and it's dirt that comes only from Jerusalem, limestone dust. So Jesus certainly fell under the weight of the cross. And they would point out, he fell here, he fell, who knows if it actually was there, but it's a pious remembrance of this. Now, the story of Veronica seems to be a conflation between something called the true icon, the Vera Iconi, which was quite possibly the face of the Shroud of Turin. Again, not much time to go into it. Maybe someday I'll do a program on it. But there was also a woman, Berenike, who's mentioned by Eusebius of Caesarea, an early Christian historian. She was the woman with the flow of blood, that she was a Greek and had an image made of Christ. So these stories conflate, and this Veronica, Vericona, Berenike, they come together. You mean it didn't happen? It happened. It's just maybe some of the details are garbled. At any rate, the Stations of the Cross are a wonderful devotion, and we walk with Christ as the Crusaders did, and it's worth doing. Beautiful thing. All right. Again, I want to remind you that the phones are wide, wide, wide open, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Don't wait till the end of the program to call, and I'll do my best to answer your questions. But right now, I want to go to the word of the day. Perhaps you noticed yesterday, this is going to be a terribly complicated word of the day, so take a deep breath and we'll take the plunge. The word of God continued to spread. We read at the end of the first reading yesterday, a number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. A friend called and said, what's that about? The priests, did they need to be reordained or reconsecrated? Friends, there is a terrible, terrible translation problem in every single Bible I've ever seen. Every single Bible I've ever seen. There are two words in Greek that are translated with the same word in English, and they shouldn't be. One is hieros, which means a person who offers sacrifice or a person who sanctifies. The other is presbyteros, which means an elder. Presbys is old. Presbyteros is the comparison, someone who's older, an elder. In Judaism, you had sacrificers, Kohanim, and they were descended from Aaron. They were not ordained. You were a priest because your father was a priest and his father before him. They were initiated in their ministry, but they weren't ordained. There were, I think it's a Zakanim, the elders who were ordained by the laying on of hands. And these were an administrative a judicial body, the elders of the people who led the people and gave wise counsel, that sort of thing. The two words were both translated priest. This is a huge problem. That hieraios means one who offers sacrifices, a sacrificer, and a presbyteros means an elder. I was ordained to the sacrificerhood of Christ in the order of elder. You are ordained by your baptism to the sacrificerhood of Christ in the order of the baptized. The bishop is ordained to the sacrificerhood of Christ in the order of supervisor, which is what bishop means in Greek. Whenever you see, this is a very difficult problem, and we got to go to a miracle moment. I'll continue with this when we get back, but we're going to go to a miracle moment. Then I'll finish this harangue about this. It's a real translation problem, but we will be back in a moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Okay, how about Anna in Toronto now? Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to tell you that I am so, so thankful for your show. I'm thankful for Relevant Radio, and I spread the word around. I send it to all my friends, all my Instagram friends. Check out Relevant Radio. All you have to do is download the app. It's amazing. My husband and I, we just love the station. It really changed our lives.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
This is day one of our spring pledge drive here on Relevant Radio. We are already off to a terrific start. Thanks to you. My name is Brooke Taylor. Blessed to be for the first time in the Relevant Radio studios along with Neil Robbins.
Pretty nice, huh?
It's beautiful. And to see what Relevant Radio is doing is such a beautiful gift. We hear it every day. We hear it in the programming. We're listening to Father Simon right now. And you, how you come alongside and support the programming. Cindy, God bless you. She says, I appreciate to Father Simon your wit, your self-deprecating humor, and your abundance of little Catholic history lessons, your Greek root words, and your love of all things Jewish. You are such a joy to listen to. I second that. That's the feedback we
received. I was going to say, yeah, that sounds like Father Simon.
Yes. And when we have truth, we have hope. Our theme is give hope. And of course, that leads us all the way to the source of truth and hope, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And so our need is $3 million. You can donate by calling 1-877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. Neil Robbins, how are we doing?
We're doing okay so far. We have about 75 people to go to hit our goal of 125 people. 125 Father Simon Says fans checking in this hour and helping us out with our pledge drive. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And for $20 a month, today and today only, we will not have these tomorrow. We may not have them in a few hours when Drew Mariani's on the air. I guess he's on just a little bit here, but it's a Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. It's a 5x9-inch black velvet carrier. You can carry holy water in there, some prayer cards, perhaps a small prayer book. It's yours today only. The quote from St. Faustina's diary on the back says, all grace flows from mercy, and the last hour abounds with mercy for us. Let no one doubt concerning the goodness of God. Even if a person's sins were as dark as night, God's mercy is stronger than our misery. If you would like that black velvet Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier, now is the time to step up and make a gift to Relevant Radio. $20 a month and it's yours. Give hope right now. It's a partnership challenge hour. Your gift is going to be doubled. 877-291-0123 on the app or relevantradio.com.
A big thank you to Anonymous in Forsyth, Illinois for a $1,000 gift. God bless you. Nathan in Alamante Springs, Florida, $300. And again, we have a big goal this hour. We need need you. 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to give. Our theme is Give Hope. And we trust. We look at that divine mercy, Carrie. We say, Jesus, I trust in you. And we thank you for the gift of keeping us on the air. Keep it going.
Let the church roll on. Let the church roll on. Let the church roll on.
Yes, yes, let the church roll on. We hit a few bumps in the road every now and then, but the church rolls on. Thanks to people like you who are so kind. All right, let's get back to my harangue. Why is this so important? Why are you beating this horse till it's black and blue? Because people will say to you, well, the Bible says there are no more priests, that the mass isn't a sacrifice, that there's only one priest, Jesus. Do you mean a hieros or presbyteros? What? There's only one priest. You say, oh, by the way, the phones are wide open at 888-914-9149. The line in the in yesterday's first reading uses the word hieros, that a lot of hieres were joining the Lord. And this is a big deal, because they were all Sadducees, and they didn't believe in life after death. They didn't believe in resurrection. They didn't believe in angels or miracles or anything. And they were becoming followers of Jesus. And they were turning their backs on the cynicism of the Sadducee priestly party. So that's one dimension. But very importantly, there's only one great sacrificer. That's Jesus. However, I'm part of Jesus. And the Mass is the sacrifice of the body of Christ, the body of Jesus, the whole church. And in a diocese, the bishop is responsible for that, the offering of that sacrifice. And when he can't make it to church on Sunday, well, he delegates me to do it. I'm an elder, and I preside at the holy sacrifice of the Mass because I'm an elder. And we offer true sacrifice to the Lord. It's a very complicated idea, but it is an egregious failure in translation. I don't know what to say. These two words, sacrificer and elder, are both translated as priest, and they aren't priests. So these Jewish Kohens, these people who offered sacrifice in the temple, they were becoming believers, despite the fact that all their lives they were raised to believe that this supernatural stuff is just nonsense. And they had come to encounter Christ, and they completely changed their orientation in this regard. So I hope that that's useful. So let me look at the time. Oh, we should go to phone calls. Again, the phones are wide open at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Let us...
Hello?
There we go. Ah, oh, phones. Hello, Dan, what can I do for you?
Hi, Father Simon. Listen, I was listening to your response of to someone who was asking how the Stations of the Cross originated. I had heard, I don't know, maybe you could shed some light on this, and that when St. John took Our Lady into his home, that one of the things that the Blessed Mother did was to set up the Stations of the Cross in the backyard. I don't know if you've heard anything along those lines. I mean,
I've never heard that. I've never heard it. That's interesting. Let me click away at the fountain of all knowledge, that is the web. You know, I'm only the Reverend Know-It-All. If my computer is working, and of course we have the computer waiting music. Okay, all right, here we go. I got it now. I think I got it. Stations of
Good
the Cross.
Green.
The let's see here. Okay. I got. I really do. I really do have it. I really do have it. The Stations of the Cross, according to what I'm looking at, says Stations of the Cross originated in pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Following the siege of 1187, Jerusalem fell to the forces of Saladin, the first sultan of Egypt and Syria. 40 years later, members of the Franciscan religious order, oh, I got it wrong, they're saying the Franciscans brought it back, from the Holy Land. The founder of the Franciscan, St. Francis of Assisi, held the Passion of Christ in special veneration. In 1217, St. Francis also founded the Custody of the Holy Land. So, let's see here. So it seems that the Stations of the Cross originate in that era, and possibly with the help of the Franciscans. I had heard it was the Crusaders, but I've never heard the story that it goes back to the Blessed Mother. But I'll have to look that up. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, she was there, right? So, I mean,
of course
she
was there. She lived there. Oh, yeah, she would have, and she accompanied her son on the way to the cross. So I suppose it's possible, but if we look at history and the historical sources, that they result, the earliest we know of them as practice, perhaps the Blessed Mother had Stations of the Cross in her home with St. John in Ephesus, but the custom that we honor in the church is traced back historically to the time following the Crusades. So I don't know. I'll have to look it up because it's an interesting story. So there. Well, thanks for informing me. I always say I learn more from the people who listen to the show than they do from me. So I'm honored that you listen, and I'm honored to hear you call in. Let's go to Pat, who's calling from Maine.
Good afternoon, Father Simon. Yes, I have a quick question for you. I was watching a Greek Orthodox gentleman on YouTube, and he's referring to that passage in Luke where this woman says to Jesus, "Blessed is the woman who gave birth to you, and blessed are her breasts that nursed you." And he said most Bibles in English are incorrectly translated to him responding, saying, rather, you know, like dismissing her and kind of putting his mother down, when he said the actual word is menaun in Greek, and I don't even know if that's the word in Greek, but he said that the correct translation should be indeed. So he was agreeing with the woman, and then he went on to say, and blessed are those who follow the word. And are you familiar with that, if that is an incorrect translation? I'm going to hang up so that I can listen.
Well, if you can stay on the line if you like, or hang out, whichever is easier. The word is menun, and menun means
menun. Okay.
How menun? He's right about that. It means however. excuse me. Menun ge is the original word, and it can mean, it literally means however, therefore. It's the combination of the word men, which is however, and un, therefore, however, therefore, but it usually does have the sense of, it can mean indeed. It can be translated rather. Excuse me, should press my cough button, which your dime's paid for. Your money at work. Yeah, it means, it usually, well, it can be translated either way. So, it's not inaccurate to translate it, but rather, but however, he said to her, however, blessed, it could mean however, blessed are those who hear the word and keep it. So does that, are you still on the line maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Does that answer your question? Well, the Greeks have this incredible love for the Blessed Mother, which is one of the admirable things about the Greeks. God bless them. But I think he's being a little oversensitive. I don't think Jesus is dissing his mother at all. There was no greater follower of Christ than the Blessed Mother. I mean, she was the one who heard the word and obeyed it. This idea of genetic kinship to Christ, that's not what matters. And there are all sorts of people who can, we're the relatives of Jesus, so we should run things. And the gospel saying, no, that's not what this is about. So I don't think that line disses the Blessed Mother, and God bless this Greek priest for wanting to defend her, as we all should. Oh, to the Shill Center. Yes, off to the Shill Center. Shilling for shekels.
Yes, welcome to Shield Central. Neil Robbins with Brooke Taylor.
Father Simon says you've been listening to wonderful programming, as always, just an example of the beautiful souls on fire for Christ, lighting the flame, and that continues. What an honor to be here. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part of day one of our pledge drive. Again, Brooke Taylor with Neil Robbins. And in an effort to join together the Relevant Radio family in support of the mission to bring Christ to the world, relevantradio.com is the easiest way to give, or the app. You can also call 1-877-291-0123. Neil, we had a big goal this hour. How are we doing?
We did 125 people to check in and support Father Simon Says and support Relevant Radio for our Give Hope Pledge Drive. 125, and we are down to only needing 60 for this last 5 minutes of the hour, so about 12 a minute, and we know we can do that. We have the capacity online at relevantradio.com or the app to easily do that. So if you can step forward right now and help us out, make a donation to our pledge drive in any amount. It's going to be doubled right now during this partnership challenge hour. Not sure if next hour is going to be a partnership challenge hour, but right now it is. For the next 5 minutes, your gift will be doubled. So get a hold of us at 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And Brooke, we have that beautiful Divine Mercy Carrier for $20 a month today.
Yes, we do. And we've had it in studio. It's really, I love its carrier, but there's a pocket in there as well. Mm-hmm. So in addition, you can put, if you wear a mantilla, a veil, a chapel veil, or a rosary, or you can put your prayer cards in the pouch. It has a beautiful prayer on the back from Divine Mercy. Also, if you give at the level of just a dollar a day for the year, this book by Fulton Sheen, The World's First Love, Mary, the Mother of God. We are in the month of May preparing for Our Lady of Fatima. We just had the Mary Walk, of course, Mother's Day. It is the month dedicated to Our Lady. And of all the books, Father Andrew Apostoli says this one that we have that will be yours for just a dollar a day if you give out that level for a year, this is the most cherished of the late Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And again, it's called The World's First Love, Mary, the Mother of God. But we need you. We need you. The theme is Give Hope, 1-877-291-0123, Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com.
Yeah, and you hear the miracle moments that we play during the Relevant Radio pledge drives. Those miracle moments, you made those possible. You make those possible when you give to Relevant Radio. And again, it's a partnership challenge hour. Whatever you give will be doubled, but you need to give right now. 877-291-0123. Give online on the Tap the app or at relevantradio.com. A lot of people to thank. Brooke was talking about the Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier a moment ago, and they are flying out of here. So if you would like one, make sure you get a hold of us at 877-291-0123 on the app or the website. Elizabeth, thank you. In Albuquerque is Elizabeth, and she donated that $20 a month level. So did Charlotte, Dallas, thank you, $240. Sampson and Clovis, New Mexico, also coming in at that $20 a month level. Marilyn in Palos Park, Illinois, she's giving it at the $20 a month level for the Relevant Radio Divine Mercy Carrier. And a brand new donor, Rhonda, welcome to the family. She's in Omaha, Nebraska. And Rhonda gave also at that $20 a month level. Maybe that's a good level for you to come in at. Get that Divine Mercy Carrier. It's available today only. 877-291-0123.
And just a quick suggestion as well. You know, Mother's Day is coming up. And I had told my family, I have five children, and I said, just a spiritual bouquet. That's all. Just a spiritual bouquet. Well, this is a form of that. Mm-hmm. So if you have a mother, a grandmother, a wife in your life that you want to thank, to give this spiritual bouquet, make a pledge in her honor. What a beautiful way to do that. Again, we also have the book, World's First Love. That is about Our Lady. And as she claims and blesses and covers souls in her maternal mantle, that we celebrate the gift, the heritage of our faith. And again, Give Hope is our theme. 1-877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
30 more people to go. Can you step forward really fast right now? Be one of 30 people to get a hold of us yet this hour. Dollar for dollar match. 877-291-0123. Show your support for Father Simon Says. Show your support for Relevant Radio right now during our Give Hope Pledge Drive. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio mobile app.
Excellent.